Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today I am joined by Christian Castain. It has been a minute. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while. It's been the longest, I think, it's in a stretch that I've not been on the podcast, but I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Pretty tired. I've had a long week, but my fall break starts tomorrow, so this, you'll hear this, if you're hearing this, you'll hear it on Thursday morning after I sleep in for a little while. I will put this together, and this should be out by Thursday afternoon at latest. We have some stuff to cover today. Later this evening, the Denver Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals will play each other. We'll get into that. We have some headlines to quickly touch on, and talk about the latest QB rankings I put out. Plus, are you buying this, bro? So let's get right into it, because we have a lot to talk about with some of the headlines. And let's start with Brock Osweiler, who will be starting again this week for the Miami Dolphins. Chris, what did you make of Brock Osweiler's start against the Bears?
Based off of what I saw, he played very well towards the end. I only saw towards the end of the game, so I can't really judge for the beginning, but I'm taking it that he's played very well basically the whole game. But I think that was his outlier game for the Miami Dolphins. He's bound to drop off, but he played very well in that first game. I know that in the overtime, Kenyon Drake fumbled the football. We can't put that on Brock Osweiler, but I thought he played very well all in all, based off of what I saw, because I was watching the Falcons game at that time.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance to watch a ton of that game, and I haven't really had any desire to watch it on Game Pass. I just know that Brock Osweiler keeps haunting my life. But
who, honestly, think about that game, who thought the Dolphins would stand a chance with Brock Osweiler? I mean, I wasn't going to watch that game. That was the last game on my list to watch, actually.
Yeah, it is definitely not a great time if you're a Bears fan to have lost to Brock Osweiler. And I think it's a fair question to ask if we still view them as a top 10 defense if Brock Osweiler can suddenly carve you up and win the game. And I think it puts even more questions on Mitchell Trubisky when he was frankly outperformed by Osweiler. I don't know. We'll get to Trubisky a little bit later in the QB rankings, but definitely another interesting week of Brock Osweiler-like things to come. Next headline I want to get to, Derek Anderson starting in Buffalo. Nathan Peterman has finally worn out his wear with Sean McDermott. Josh Allen is supposed to be out for the next 3 to 4 weeks, I think, with a UCL tear, I believe. And suddenly, the reins are handed over to Derek Anderson, a guy who I have maybe seen play in the preseason twice, but doesn't seem like the ideal fix for a very bad Bills team.
Well, Derek Anderson played for the Panthers a few years ago, and he played pretty well during Cam Newton's absence. I don't know if it was 2 years ago. He didn't play that long, at least I remember seeing him play. He didn't play that long. He played 3 or 4 games, but he played pretty well. I think he's a veteran quarterback. I think he'll do better than Nathan Peterman would do under this offense. And actually, I think, considering their opponent this weekend, I think the Bills have a pretty good chance to get the upset over the Colts.
Strongly disagree. I think if anything, it'll be a shootout, and I trust Andrew Luck in a shootout.
Oh, if it's going to be a shootout, if we're saying it's going to be a shootout, then give it to the Colts. But I think it'll be more of a – I think the Bills defense will show up, and I think that Derek Anderson will do just enough to possibly get the upset over the Colts. But I just don't – Andrew Luck, I don't know. Like, so far through 6 games, he's thrown 8 picks. I mean – I'm not saying that I've seen him play a lot. I haven't. I've seen him in a couple of games, but they picks kind of gets to me. It really does. Or as far as I don't trust them against the Bills defense is what I'm saying.
And we'll touch on that later, but five of those picks have not been Andrew Luck's faults. They've been dropped and tipped balls by receivers. So that's a misleading stat. He is not throwing a ton of interceptions each week. There was one this Jets game especially. Both interceptions were off his wide receiver's hands. That's one of the major problems. And one of the reasons I have him pretty high in this latest QB rankings is just there's no talent around him in Indy. But we'll get to that later. No sign of Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh, which, I don't know, are you surprised by this?
What's up?
No sign of Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh yet. Are you surprised by this?
No, I wouldn't. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if he didn't show up throughout basically the whole season. Maybe wait till the last couple weeks to show up. I think he's trying to preserve his body. I think this is this looks like his last year in Pittsburgh. Maybe if he shows up next week, maybe we can start talking something different, and maybe there'll be some different rumors. But I think this is it for him. He might play another two or three games in a Pittsburgh uniform, but I think it'll be the last couple of games. I think he's just trying to preserve his body, try to get his money next year, and I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I can't believe.
I think he has to come back for some sort of contract incentive at week 10 at latest. So
That'll be when he gets back then, probably.
Yeah, I think that week 10 will be the week we see him. But it is still weird because he had said that he was coming back week 7. And during this bye week, he has not shown up yet. Maybe he'll show up start week 8, though, and see if... that would not shock me at all. It doesn't make sense why he would come in and practice on a bye week. So I think that Le'Veon Bell is in an interesting situation, as he has been all year. But I do think we will see at least 6 games with him this year and see him put up some okay numbers. And I'm interested to see if either the Pittsburgh Steelers... I honestly think he's going to get traded. Just because I think the Steelers know there's no chance he'll re-sign, and I just think that they want to trade him and get something for him. So I think near the deadline, we'll hear about a trade for Le'Veon Bell, and I think he'll finally get moved. All right. Last but not least.
I was going to say about Bell. I think... if he gets traded, I don't think it's going to be for a Khalil Mack-type trade where they get 2 first-round draft picks. It won't be type of a trade.
It'll be like a second-rounder.
Yeah, just because, I mean, they may only get 4 games out of it. Who knows?
Yeah, but I think wherever he goes, most teams outside of the Steelers sound like they'd be willing to sign him to a big deal. Yeah, I guess that would be, I don't know. That's where I think this Lev Bell situation is heading, at least.
Yeah, I think we basically have the same, agree with the same thing. He'll be back by week 10. We'll see him for a few weeks, 6 weeks, maybe if they get a playoff game or 2, which it's looking kind of iffy right now with that division being as good as it is. I would say we're going to see him for 6 to 8 games.
All right, let me ask you now. Thursday night football, Broncos, Cardinals. I don't really know where to start in this game, so I asked you to come with some questions for me. Do you have any?
Sure. We'll start with this. I think this is kind of, it's a bad versus bad teams, but what do you think? I don't think it's really about the game, but to me, it seems like they should fire. I'm kind of agreeing with your thoughts on Twitter that you've said John Elway should be fired, but do you think that they should hold off a few weeks and see what happens in this game and other games? Or It really, I guess it's really. What do you take of the Cardinals? Because I think you're kind of undervaluing what the Cardinals, how good they are.
I know,
how well they played considering, even though they're 1-5 team. What do you think about the Cardinals on this? And I'm not really the Broncos. Well, we agree, but on the Cardinals side, where are you at with them?
I would say that the Cardinals I value as a decent team. I think that Josh Rosen is going through he's a rookie, and it shows, but he also has tremendous arm talent. He is still one of my most exciting quarterbacks that I've watched this year. I really like the way he's been playing. David Johnson has not found his form. I think this game could do that, since the Broncos have been gashed by running backs the last 2 weeks. The run defense is looking very, very bad. That score on Sunday against the Rams was much closer than it actually was. Todd Gurley, I want to say Todd Gurley had almost 200 yards on the ground.
Against the Broncos, yeah.
Against the Broncos.
208 yards.
Yeah. And, I mean, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. The Broncos got a little bit lucky because Jared Goff doesn't have a ton of experience throwing in the super cold or in the snow. But, I mean, that's not to say he looked bad. He looked very good. They just struggled in the red zone against the Broncos. But that game was really a blowout, even though they only lost by 3 points. I look at this Cardinals team as a team that is slightly better than the Denver Broncos, because I think the defense of the Cardinals is better, and I think that the quarterback is better for the Arizona Cardinals right now. I would say if the Broncos lose this game by more than 7 points, they should just let everyone go the following morning. Because if you get beat by more than 7 points by this Arizona Cardinals team, there is a massive problem. And then that will mean they have lost five straight, which is just, I don't know. It seems like it's the same thing as last year. Basically, it is the exact mere season. Like, I know you probably remember, like, we got really high on the Broncos in the first 2 weeks, and so did the rest of the nation this year. And then they came crashing down and they went on that, like, what, 8-game losing streak that started with that Giants game. So they have a bad habit of getting into long losing streaks. So I think that this could end badly for the Broncos, to say the least.
Well, considering the talent they have, this offense has been an embarrassment. I mean, it really has. The defense is...
The play calling has been god-awful. They have not put the ball in Royce Freeman's hands enough. Royce Freeman is a legitimate running back. He showed that in the preseason. He looks good. He looked good in the first 2 weeks. They have completely gone away from using him enough. They are throwing the ball with Case Keenum 40 times a game. That is not the way to win with Case Keenum. You need to hand it off, and you need to use the running backs more. And I honestly think they should trade Demaryius Thomas. He hasn't been good for a while, and he has been just as bad as he was last year, this year, except people are starting to notice it now. So I think towards the deadline, keep a lookout for Demaryius Thomas. He might be a guy that goes for a second or third round pick.
Yeah, that should be interesting, which to me, in my opinion, with this Broncos team could easily be 0-6. They really could, because their first two wins weren't that impressive. I mean, the Raiders, look at what the Raiders have done. The Raiders suck. The Raiders look like a two-win team. That's true. And Seahawks, that's an okay win, but that's it. That's the only good win there. And then other games, they've gotten embarrassed. I mean, the Chiefs have a god-awful defense. considering. And then the Rams, look, I know Todd Gurley had a great game, which shows what defense, the Broncos defense may not be what we thought it was. But besides that, the Rams did not have a good day on offense. They did not, and considering the way they played, I think the Broncos should have won that game if they had any better of an offense, but they don't, so.
Yeah, the Broncos have got to win this game, because if they don't, then they play the Chiefs, the Texans, the Chargers the week they get Joey Bosa back, the Steelers, and the Bengals all back-to-back. Like, this could yeah. Like, I was talking to my dad earlier at dinner tonight, and he's a diehard Broncos fan, bless his heart, as am I. If the Broncos lose this game, they could very easily lose out. They do not have an easy schedule, especially with the way the 49ers played on Monday night and the way the Browns look. I think this team could easily lose out and end up 2-14 if they don't win this game. So it is a massive game for the Denver Broncos as far as if you even want to be considered an average team. And maybe you don't want to be considered an average team. Maybe this is the year that finally John Elway decides to draft a quarterback and he doesn't fool himself into thinking that Case Keenum is some kind of answer. And I don't really know. It is just not a great looking time for the Broncos fans in the world right now, because I just feel like it's the same thing over and over again every single year. Oh, who's our quarterback this year? Who's our quarterback this year? Who's our quarterback this year? Oh, our defense should still be really good. Oh, wait, they are actually really bad, which honestly, looking back at last season, I know I was pretty adamant in defending the Broncos' defense last season, but the defense last season was just as bad as it is now, and now it's worse. The difference was last year you could blame it on maybe the offense not being able to pick up a first down. At least this offense can sort of move the ball. They just can't score. But, like, this defense is god-awful. Like, and on paper it shouldn't be, which is why I think it might be a coaching issue. Because on paper they have all the talent. Like, they are clearly not scheming right. If they're like Bradley Chubb was supposed to be this generation defining, this best in draft class pass rusher, and he hasn't showed up at all yet. And I don't know. I just feel like they need a coaching change, might change things. A GM change is most likely not going to happen, but I'd be so happy if it did. And even if it meant losing out for the rest of the year, like. And the Broncos, John Elway is in this fallacy, and I don't know if it looks this way to you, but it looks this way to me. He has this stupid voice in his head that says this team is still a Super Bowl contender with a good quarterback, which is just not true.
Well, maybe Case Keenum is not as good under this system. I think he was better under the system he was in under
Excuse me, yeah, but I think even if we had like signed Kirk Cousins, I still don't think this team the defense isn't as good anymore. Like you kind of have to start moving on. This is no longer the 2015 Broncos.
I think the defense has had like the first couple of games they had a good start, but it's gone south since week two against the Raiders. I think. Up to week two, because the Raiders have a decent offense, and it's an older offense, but they have a decent offense. I think I thought that they were legit after that. They just and allowing 34 points to the Jets is inexcusable. I mean, it really is. And it's, I know you were talking about them losing out. I don't think they'll lose out because they do have this stretch where they play the 49ers, the Browns, and then the Raiders. I have to think they would win one of those games, at least. I mean, there's no guarantee with this team, but I would think they would win one of those games. But obviously, they're out of the playoff talk right now. I mean, they have no chance. I mean, the offense is just so inconsistent; they have no shot at all.
The offense is just so inconsistent. I have to... Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're not wrong.
I mean, inconsistent. Inconsistent, inconsistent, whatever you want to call it.
They're just not good. Consistently bad. You are definitely right. They're just not good. Yeah. They are not a good team right now. All right. Yeah. Okay. All this being said, I have a Cardinals in this game. I think it's going to be relatively low scoring. I think Cardinals win 20-14.
Yeah, I think it's a low scoring game too, but I'm kind of. This is a toss up for me, but I'm going to take the upset just because it's in Arizona. I'm going to take the Cardinals 14-10.
Yeah. All right. So, before we get to the quarterback rankings, we have a fun game that we like to play here occasionally called You Buying This Bro. And it's been a little bit of a while since you've been on, so I wanted to catch up on some of the early storylines by asking You Buying This Bro about some of the early storylines. So I have five for you. So,
sure.
Number one, the Kansas City Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. You buying this, bro?
Our Super Bowl contender? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy it because AFC is so weak. I think there's three or four teams that are contenders, and you have as good as Patrick Mahomes, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And that offense is as many weapons as they have. They have to be considered contenders. I don't think they're. I've heard storylines from people saying that they're sure Super Bowl, they're going to be in the Super Bowl. That is not true whatsoever. Not when you have New England and Tom Brady in the same division or in the same conference. You're not sure to make the Super Bowl. And I would say I don't think they are. But I think they're contenders. They're top. They're the second contender behind New England.
All right. Philip Rivers is an MVP candidate. You buying this, bro?
Nah, honestly, well, maybe an MVP contender, maybe, but I don't think he's a top five contender, but just because we have Drew Brees, I think Matt Ryan's a contender, I think Todd Gurley's a contender, Khalil Mack's a contender. He's been so good on the defensive end. We normally don't have defensive players win MVP, but I think he's a contender. Maybe Philip Rivers is maybe five or six, but I don't see. In my opinion, he's not a contender just because he's not top three. He won't be top three on my list unless he does something magical, and I just don't.
Well, he has outthrown Drew Brees by over 100 yards, and he has four more touchdowns.
Yes, he does.
Philip Rivers' stat line is 1,702 yards, 15 interceptions, 15 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. You don't think he's an MVP candidate?
He's a candidate. He's a top five candidate. I just don't, in my opinion, I think there's three candidates that are better. Right now, he's not, in my opinion, up there with the number one or two. I think he's a step below. And Todd Gurley, he may be the top candidate. He may be the top candidate right now. I'm not sure.
Really? Especially,
I think after his performance last week, it was so good. I think that against the, and it's not as legit as we thought it was apparently. So it may come down to not look as good, but good as right now as we thought Denver Broncos defense was going to be coming into the season. For him to do that, 208 yards against that defense, I think he's one of the top contenders for sure. But no doubt, Philip Rivers will be in the conversation if he keeps up what he's done. And we also have to keep in mind the difference between Philip Rivers and Drew Brees. Drew Brees has thrown zero interceptions. Philip Rivers has thrown three.
All right.
That may not make a difference in the end, but right now it does.
Okay. You buying this, bro? My hot take that the Atlanta Falcons are still not out of a playoff spot yet.
Not yet, but it's not looking pretty. Lost two more receivers, have gotten injuries, and Sanu and Ridley. And Ridley's came back okay, so he should be back soon. But Sanu's, who knows? They're not out of it yet just because they're 2-4, and I think they could win their next three games. But they must win their next three games. If they lose, or they must win at least two of the next three games, because if they lose two or more of these games, they're done. They're done. And they shouldn't, like I said, they shouldn't lose more than one of these games. I think it's because of their offenses, but that defense is horrible. It improved last week against the Buccaneers, but still, and this week against the Giants will not prove a thing to me. It won't, because the Giants' offense is horrible too. It's just inexcusable for them to lose this week. So, no, they're not out of it, but they're on the edge line of being out of it.
Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat. You buying this, bro?
No, I'm not. Not right now, because he's going to get a pass because Aaron Rodgers has been somewhat injured, or he hasn't been himself lately, so he'll get that excuse. He's not on the hot seat yet.
I mean, I think he's looked pretty himself. I mean,
last week he did, but against the Lions, he didn't.
I don't think he has looked, outside of one weird performance against the Lions, I've thought that Rodgers has looked really good through this quote-unquote knee injury.
I don't think he's been terrible, but the knee injury, it's just going to get somewhat of a pass, I think, that's why Mike McCarthy's hasn't been on the hot seat when you hear most reports, he hasn't been on the hot seat. I don't think he's on the hot seat yet. Now after these 2 weeks coming up, after they lose probably both of these games, then we're talking something different. It's a possibility.
All right. What about, and the final one, let me think. What is one thing in the NFL that is pretty popular right now? You like disagreeing with things. That is your calling card. What is one thing that everyone seems to agree on about the NFL right now that you disagree on?
That's a hard one. I'm going to go with the majority of people that I don't think, and it's the Minnesota Vikings. Majority of people, and I could be wrong about this, but just based off of what I'm seeing, people are saying the Minnesota Vikings are back. And I don't think they are quite back yet. And we could go with, actually, I go with two teams, the Patriots and the Vikings. I don't think either
you
team
You don't
is,
buy the Patriots. That's interesting, because I agree with you on. I agree with you on the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings have looked good. I was really concerned that they played that close against Arizona, but I don't know, dude. Like, the Patriots look pretty fixed to me, and it feels like we just see this every year. That's kind of why I lean towards. I think the Patriots are good now again.
Well, they're good offensively. They're fine. Defensively, there's going to be questions, and there's going to continue to be questions. I think that people think that Tom Brady's going to carry this team every game, but wait until if they go to the AFC Championship game and play these Kansas City Chiefs again, Kansas City's going to have Eric Berry and another guy that I can't think of his name right now, but they're going to have both of them back. That's going to make a difference on that defense. That defense played horrible last week. I think it's going to play a little better if it makes it that far, and they make it that far. I don't know. I think more people than not are saying that the Patriots are getting close to a lock like they always are. I'm just not there yet. I'm not there with the Patriots. Now, they're going to win the AFC East, that's of course. I thought the Dolphins had a chance going into that New England game.
You don't think that? So you buy. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
You buy the Patriots. You don't buy the Patriots, but you buy them enough that they're going to get past the Jets, who have looked very good the last few weeks.
I think the Jets. I don't think the Jets. are as good as. I don't think they're going to play as good down the stretch as they have been these first six games. I think with their schedule, I mean, you got the Vikings, the Bears. They got still got to play the Patriots twice. They look like a six win team. That's where I'm at with them. They do still have some easy games to go, but yeah. I'm sold on the Patriots for the regular season. They'll probably be a 2-seed, 3-seed maybe. But when it comes to playoffs, I'm not sold. Just based off of that Kansas City offense, the Pittsburgh offense may be better by then. We don't know. The Cincinnati Bengals have been legit, but they can't win a playoff game. So I'm not completely sold on them. But there's these teams that have good, very good offenses that I'm just not sure about the Patriots defense yet.
Right. I want to ask you this. I think, all right, that was a poor segue. The poorest segue ever, because I saw this report that Jack Tuttle, the 5-star recruit quarterback, is at Utah, is transferring and he was supposed to be the future, which I am deeply, 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 deeply concerned by. And I don't really know if it's true or not, but we will see. I will check up on this after the podcast is done, but damn, like, that's not good for Utah fans, such as myself. All right.
Not at all.
So let's talk about NFL QBs. My QB rankings. All right. I assume you've read my QB rankings. I want to just the top 10?
I have top 10, but I don't have 1 through 32 yet.
First of all, I just want to know, what was your, like, most striking reaction about this list?
Actually, it was from, and it's actually going to lead to a question, because you sent me a list 3 days ago, before Aaron Rodgers played. You had him at 7 on that original list. He jumped from 7 to 3. What?
Well, yeah, because real Aaron Rodgers is back. If Aaron Rodgers can lead a comeback attempt and make the pretty throws that he did 2 weeks out of these weeks that he's quote-unquote injured, I'm all back in on Rodgers. And he's been playing fantastic for the last few weeks, minus 2 bad fumbles. Even the Detroit game wasn't terrible for him. Like, he has overcome arguably the worst play calling in the league, because they refused to give the ball to their star running back in Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers is the clear pick for the number 3 quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, I was just wondering how it changed from 7 to 3 after one game.
Just
that's
at one
my
game.
Question.
Just that one game.
So I disagree on that one, just because I think, as well as Patrick Mahomes has played, I think he's played good enough to be ahead of Aaron Rodgers for now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But that's my that's probably my biggest disagreement besides Matt Ryan.
Right. I would say that, okay, so Matt Ryan, you have a disagreement with Matt Ryan. Do you think I have him too low, too high? What do you think?
Too low. I think you had him at 8, let's see. 8, yeah, you had him at 8.
I have him at 7, actually.
7, I have him at 4. I think he's...
Really?
Yeah, I think he's played...
You think he's played better than Patrick Mahomes, who I have at
4? No, I have Patrick Mahomes at 3.
Okay.
I have Aaron Rodgers at 5. Just for anybody wondering. But for me, I think Aaron Rodgers has played. He's been not quite as. I think he's been next to. The last four games, he's played basically excellent. Barring the game against Pittsburgh, where I just don't think the offense. I think the offense just didn't have a good day, but a great day. But he still played pretty well. He had to throw a pick in four games. I think, and even you called him in your article an MVP candidate. I don't see if he's an MVP candidate and played MVP like. I just don't see how you can have him at 7. Those are the reasons why I have him at 4. I think he's played a little better than Jared Goff, Philip Rivers.
Well, so here's the thing. I think in my top 9 quarterbacks, all 9 of those guys should be considered MVP quarterbacks. Because if you look at passing numbers, they're really up this year by a lot. And all of these guys have almost close to 2,000 yards, and we aren't even halfway through the season yet. So, yep.
Except for Russell Wilson, but I agree with you. He's number 2.
Yeah, like he has overcome so much. He made this incredible throw Sunday where the ball is, I don't know if you saw it, but the ball was snapped low. He had to turn around, fully pick it up off the ground, came up composed, stepped up in the pocket, and dropped this dime to a wide open DJ Moore in the end zone. Not DJ Moore, Chris Moore, I believe, in the end zone. And it was just one of the prettiest sequences of play I've seen this year, just because of how smoothly he was able to recover from a killer offensive mistake and just how calm he was. Yeah, I agree. I'm glad that you don't disagree that Russell Wilson is clearly the second best quarterback in the NFL right now. And I honestly don't think that opinion for me will change, because I think he does more with what he has than Patrick Mahomes is doing with the offense he's got right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that considering that the Seahawks, I don't think they were, I had them winning more than 6 games. But he's kept, out of all these, they've played some very good teams. The Bears, the Rams, they've kept
them almost all beat games. That was one of the storylines that I think kind of went way too under the radar. They almost beat the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, and it was really impressive, and Russell Wilson kept him in that game. And considering the talent that he's had, or that he has, and offensive line, I don't think it's that good. It was a little bit underrated, as in we thought it was basically dead last. I don't think it's quite that bad, but it's not good. And I think what he's done, been able to do, is crazy with based off the talent he has. I'd have no disagreement with 2. And Drew Brees has played so excellent, that's why he's number 1. But I mean, there's arguments that could be made that I don't think there's, well, maybe not, but if Drew Brees had an interception or 2 to play a little worse, I think you could argue Russell Wilson at 1, even though the Seahawks are 3-3.
Honestly, of all of my top 5 guys, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Philip Rivers, I would be fine if anyone plugged any one of those guys at 1. I'm trying not to overreact to Patrick Mahomes too much, but you can't deny it. And I know that you are the biggest skeptic of all skeptics about young quarterbacks, but you can't deny that this guy is a franchise quarterback and possibly a game-changing talent.
Oh, absolutely. I have him at 3 on my list. Patrick Mahomes is legit. I think he's played enough games where we kept on saying, or some of us, I don't know if you did or not, but some of us kept on saying, oh, we need to see another week. We need to see another week. Well, I've seen enough weeks. I think I've seen enough to where I can call him a legit quarterback in this league.
Oh, it was just confirmed by CBS Sports that Jack Tuttle is transferring from Utah. Shit. Well, yes, that's not good. News. That is very bad news. Very, very, very bad news. I don't even know where he's transferring to. But, that's the worst.
Well, the 5-star quarterbacks, it's not unimaginable that he transferred just because all you had all the teams trying to get the 5-star quarterbacks. I don't know who got him, but it must have been a pretty good team. I doubt if it was like Alabama or Georgia, but it was probably one of the better teams. Maybe Clemson. I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out.
Yeah, it will be. Back to this list. I just want to hear your top 10 really quickly so I can maybe decide if I have any questions about your top 10.
Sure. At 1, I have Drew Brees. At 2, I have Russell Wilson. At 3, I have Patrick Mahomes. At 4, I have Matt Ryan. At 5, I have Aaron Rodgers. At 6, let's see, 6, I have Jared Goff. At 7, I have Philip Rivers. At 8, I have Tom Brady. 9, Andrew Luck. And then 10, Kirk Cousins. I have no problem with that.
Why do you have Andrew Luck below Tom Brady?
What's that?
Why do you have Andrew Luck below Tom Brady? Because
I don't.
For me, I was tempted to
below Tom Brady.
No. I said why do you have Andrew Luck below Tom Brady? Because to me, I was tempted to have Tom Brady at 10 because even though they won last week, he still doesn't look as good as he did last year, and he legitimately looks like he's taking a step back. Obviously, still a top 10 quarterback, but I think he's 9 or 10 right now. I would not have him any higher than that.
Well, I struggled. I really did. Between that 8 and 9 spot. I haven't seen enough of Andrew Luck. I think maybe my ranking of versus between them two is unfair because I considered the 8 interceptions, and you did say that 3 of them were off receivers, and I did think about it, and I do remember 2 being off the receivers against that in that Jets game. So I think you could be right. I think Andrew Luck could be 8 and Tom Brady could be 9. I wouldn't argue with you there.
Yeah. I would say that I pretty much agree with the rest of your top 10. All right. Now moving on here. I have a broad sweeping statement to make. I think there are 20 really good quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Would you disagree with that? I feel like there are 20 really good quarterbacks that can win their team's games and put up great numbers every week. About 6 or so kind of middling guys. And then I would say right now there are only, let me count here. I would say right now there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would say there are only 7 bad quarterbacks in the league right now. Like outright bad.
I think, I won't disagree there because like I've looked at your list of bottom 10 and all those quarterbacks are not very good at all. But for you saying the 20 of the quarterbacks are good, I would say 15 of them are really good quarterbacks. The other 5 can have good weeks, but they have bad weeks. I think they're mediocre or lesser than mediocre quarterbacks, slightly lesser. And the bottom 10 suck.
Let's focus on 15 through 20 then, because I do want to have kind of a debate with you on these. At 15, I have Joe Flacco. I would say Joe Flacco has been an excellent quarterback this year. I don't think he is no joke. He is having one of those years where he is an elite quarterback right now.
He is playing better than he normally does every year or in years recent, which I'm very impressed with. But I would say, and you have him at what, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree there. I mean, he's looked average. He's better than he has been because last year I would have ranked him 22, 23, that range. He wasn't very good. Maybe between 18 and 23, something like that.
All right. So one of those guys, so 1 for 5 you're saying good thus far. 2, Carson Wentz. Now, let me pitch this to you. I realize that he hasn't looked the same as MVP Carson Wentz. But for a guy coming off an ACL tear, he looks pretty darn good early on, even though he has bits and spurts where he's still kind of coming back off an ACL injury. I'd say he's very good for his situation right now.
Right now, you could rank him average, but I think where you put him is fair. But he's not. I think he's obviously better than average when healthy. So he's coming off the injury. We'll see in 5 or 6 weeks what he really is once he really comes off the injury and gets a couple of games. Well, he's really off the injury, but after
a couple more weeks. But you do agree that he is a good quarterback.
Yes. He is.
So that's 2 of 5.
Yes.
All right. Now I know I'm gonna have to sell you on this.
Let me sell
you on Derek Carr, because for a guy who has had no offensive line help, no wide receiver help, basically no running game, and one of the worst offenses, period, the guy has almost 1,800 yards and a 71% completion percentage. I realize that he has 8 interceptions, but 4 of those haven't been his fault. He has only 7 TDs, yes, but I think he's still a good quarterback. He's just trapped in a bad team with a bad coach.
I think he's a very hard one to predict for me, because last year he had his ups and downs. I don't think he's a good – I cannot count on Derek Carr to be a good quarterback every week. That's why that's really where it starts with me saying – 15,
well,
really good.
You can count on him to be a good quarterback this week, actually.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. He has put up, these are his yardage numbers. 303, 288, 345, 437, 268, and 142 was his worst game, just barely, against the Seahawks. That seems like a guy who's pretty consistent to me.
Yeah, but I think some of the, we say that 4 of his interceptions were technically not his mistake, but I think some of the blame has to go on him for throwing those, where it's very questionable. I don't know actually exactly, but I would say 2 of those probably were not good. I mean, were probably not the wise throw. Actually, one of them I do know, because it was against, I think it was a Monday Night Football game. One of them I know he should not have made. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm just saying he's not. From week to week, I don't think I can count on him right now. And based off last season too, I think some people are just based. Some people are saying, yeah, it's the new system, John Gruden, such and such. But I don't know yet. Right now, I'm just saying that I can't count on him. But he has proven himself in the past.
All right.
That's why I'm giving him as much credit as I am.
Okay, so. You disagree with that one, but 2 out of 5 thus far. Deshaun Watson. I mean, what else can you ask for? He has no offensive line. His wide receivers are inconsistent on a week-to-week basis, and he is like one game away from 2,000 yards. He has 9 touchdowns and only 7 interceptions. And he has been consistently great. He has been consistently great, minus last week, every single week this year.
I think Deshaun Watson.
I would argue I should have put him higher, because I think he is in the same kind of situation as Russell Wilson, where he has nothing around him, and yet. Look at the Texans, who have suddenly gone from this 0-3 team we said had no chance of making the playoffs to a team that's now at the top of their division.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you have Deshaun Watson below Derek Carr? Because I think Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Derek Carr.
I'd agree.
Right now.
I think I made a mistake there. I would put Deshaun Watson ahead of Derek Carr. I would put Deshaun Watson, hell, I'd put Deshaun Watson ahead. Reconsidering this list, I put Deshaun Watson at 12. That's where I put Deshaun Watson.
Okay, yeah, I had no problem. I don't see any problem with that.
But that just shows the quality of quarterback from 10 to 15 in guys like Kirk Cousins, Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger, Andy Dalton, Matthew Stafford, all of whom are having excellent years and who are playing as great NFL quarterbacks right now.
I also think you could argue that Ben Roethlisberger should be below Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
And that's where my thing comes in, is these quarterbacks from 15 to 20, I can't count on every week. I don't, in my opinion, you can't count on.
Deshaun Watson has been so consistent, and so has Joe Flacco.
I would put Carson Wentz. I would put Deshaun Watson in the top 15, honestly. And then, like you said, I would take Ben Roethlisberger out. There's some of these things that I don't agree with. That's what I'm saying, is I think some of these could be, like, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has been decent. I mean, he's
Darnold. Do you agree with where I have him? I think he's been the best of the rookies this year.
Yes, he has been. I really do believe that.
For as much as I love Baker Mayfield, I think Sam Darnold has been the funnest, most interesting rookie quarterback to watch.
I don't want to get started on the Browns, but Sam Darnold has been. I agree with you. Even this that first week, I think, was a fluke game. He's not that good. The team's not that good. But besides that, we've seen some pretty good performances. I have 19 actually, maybe put him a one or two higher. But 19 is a fair spot for sure.
Right. Okay. And the final one in this top 20 that I want to talk about for a while, actually, is CJ Beathard. First of all, just yes or no, do you agree with where I have him?
Yes, because of how it's hard to say because we've only seen him for two games. But
we've seen him for more than two games this year, by the way.
Two or three games. I've seen him keep up with it. Either case, he's played very well in each of his games. I actually have no disagreement with him at 20.
All right, here's my second take on him. I think next year he will be a starting quarterback for an NFL team.
Really?
I don't know yet.
I want to see a couple more weeks before I mean, go that far.
The Chargers defense, which is excellent, he put up 298 yards against. The Cardinals defense, which has been the best part of their team, he destroyed for 349 yards. They've lost all these games, yes, and it's partly because he has struggled with turnovers, five touchdowns and five interceptions in three games, but he has six touchdowns in all three of the games he's played. I definitely think he's a guy that might have kind of a Brock Osweiler effect and get signed somewhere.
It's like I said, it's possible. I can't make that argument yet. I need a couple more weeks before I can say that. But based off how he's played, it's definitely possible. He's played very well, considering what he has. But I think part of his might be the system. I think it might be the system. We've seen quarterbacks play better under the Kyle Shanahan system.
Okay. I want to ask you three questions for this final part of my quarterback list. We'll talk about 21 through 32. Of these guys, who do I have too high?
Let me look at it. I think the first one I'm going to say right now is Blake Bortles. I think he's a little too high. Did you want me to give three or just one?
No, just one. Okay. So Blake Bortles. Here's my reasoning on Blake Bortles. And I think the reason why I defend Blake Bortles so much is even though, yes, he'll have bad weeks like this, Chris, I can guarantee you that within the next 2 weeks he will also have a game where he throws 500 yards and four touchdowns. Like, if that's a seemingly inevitable thing. He's just an up-and-down kind of quarterback. And I can't good conscience put him any lower, I think.
I don't know if Alex Smith might play a little better. Maybe I think maybe I would put him ahead of Blake Bortles. I think he's been a little better. I think what you said about him in your thing on the Pro Sports Fan website, I think it's kind of wrong. You said that he's not an average quarterback. I think he's close to average. I really do. I think he's close.
I said he is an average quarterback.
Oh, I thought you said what? Okay, never mind. Ignore what I said. but yeah, I think we agree there. Then, no problem there.
Who should I have higher?
Mitchell Trubisky.
You had Mitchell. Why? What have you seen from him? I've seen one good game against a terrible Tampa Bay defense.
Well, has he been better than Case Keenum and Eli Manning?
No, I don't think he has been.
I think he might have been a little bit better. I'm not saying he's a lot better because these two quarterbacks.
He makes so many dumb throws. He makes so many head-scratching throws.
I think with Trubisky, I think people are taking his 6-touchdown game way too seriously, because it didn't really. That was against the Tampa Bay offense that played terribly that day. I think when I've heard that he's been top 20 list, I don't think he's that high, but I think he's between. I think he's better than Eli Manning right now. Just Eli Manning has sucked this season. So has Case Keenum, but I think Case Keenum's been a little better than Eli Manning. Eli Manning has been bad.
And I'd say they're essentially the same quarterback, arguably, with different problems. Someone who's going to turn the ball over too much. Eli, because his arm's not there anymore, and Case Keenum, because he's got too much of a gunslinger mentality.
Yeah, I think Trubisky, I just don't know. Oh, it's too early to say he's not. Oh, if you.
You could make a case that he should be higher. He's got 11 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. But when you watch him play, he is not an exciting quarterback.
Now I get further down this list and I get a little more concerned. Dak Prescott, 30. He hasn't played that good. He hasn't had one game that's had over 200 passing yards.
Wait, you disagree with where Dak Prescott is?
No, I'm just saying who you have down here. Where I'm starting to wonder. He's only had one game over 200 yards. I don't disagree there. Mariota, he's looked pretty bad considering.
He took 10 sacks against the Ravens defense this week, and I count sacks as a quarterback stat. If you're taking that many sacks, you're holding the ball too long.
Two or three, I don't count that. I count that as offensive line, but when it gets to 8, 9, 10, yeah, that's unacceptable. I don't know. But Jameis Winston at 32. Wow.
I mean, you watched the game Sunday. He looked awful.
He looked better than some of these other quarterbacks did.
To be fair... I have not had. Let me defend where I have Jameis. If he would have played a few games more, he would have been higher on this list. But just the way he came back, I still think they'd be better off without Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that's why with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that's why he's at 32 right now.
I can't imagine some of these quarterbacks that have played worse. I guess I get to the point where he hasn't played enough games. That's why he's down where he is. But I wouldn't have had him that low, I don't think. I would have had him 28, 27, something like that.
Damn, that is way too high in my opinion. Who would you have at 32 then?
Marcus Mariota. I think, I would disagree with Mariota being at 32. When you take 10 sacks in a game, and then their offenses look awful the rest of the games, now you can argue talent isn't that good on the team, but he's had some bad.
To defend Marcus Mariota, he has had two very bad back-to-back weeks, but he's had spots this year where he's looked okay. He's just incredibly inconsistent.
Yeah, I think he's more. I think he's had worse games than he's had. Decent game, so I'm right there. I wouldn't have James Smith much higher right now, but I would say two or three spots higher would be fair. But besides that, I don't have any major disagreements.
All right.
So, considering the things that I've heard about Baker Mayfield, I would be surprised that he's that low. If you listen to everybody else talk about Mayfield on Twitter.
I like Mayfield. I do. I am one of the, and I think you know this, I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. And this is not to say he's a bad quarterback. I want to make that clear. I said there are 7 bad quarterbacks. He is not one of them. Neither is Josh Allen. The rookies I give an entire pass to just because they're rookies and they're figuring out the game. It's just Mayfield hasn't been consistent enough, whereas Darnold has been consistent in that he may throw interceptions, but he'll put up the yardage every game, and he'll put up at least 2 touchdowns a game. Mayfield has been really inconsistent with that kind of stuff, and I just don't really have a read on him yet. I think by the end of the year, I would be shocked if any rookie quarterback was lower than 25.
Right, yeah. So I see the difference between you have Josh Rosen at 25 and Baker Mayfield at 23. Do you really think? I think it's close, really. Maybe Baker's played a little bit, but I like Josh Rosen too.
I like Josh Rosen a lot. He's my favorite quarterback out of this draft class. I've said that, since the offseason.
Yeah, you said it for a long time.
He has been my guy, but I also love Baker Mayfield, and I think Mayfield has had more pressure. I think he has had a worse offensive line, honestly, even though on paper the Cardinals' offensive line should be worse. I think Mayfield's offensive line has played worse. I don't know. It is hard for me to make a judgment on Baker Mayfield, right, especially after we saw him be so good in like his first start. And then he has kind of come back down to earth. So he and Josh Rosen, I would say, are essentially in the same spot right now. The best rookie quarterback playing right now is Sam Darnold. And I think he's far and above ahead. And it's only because he can be consistent. So.
I couldn't disagree there. Yeah, I think those were my only things. I think I would have them at 23. I think they're both tied. I absolutely agree with you. But other than that, I really don't have any disagreements besides the other 6 that I listed.
Yeah. It is what it is, as they say, this quarterback ranking industry.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh.
All right. I thought you were going to say something there.
I thought you were about to say something. I was just saying I was agreeing.
Nope. But I would say that is the end of the show here. Shout out to the Utah Jazz, won their first game tonight. What?
The Hawks lost by 20 to the Knicks.
Well, the Hawks are bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for coming on, Chris. And hopefully we'll get you on again maybe in 2 weeks from now to talk a little bit about power rankings.
Yeah, I think this was pretty fun tonight.
All right, for sure. All right, man. We will have a show, a special kind of show. It may fail completely, but we will have either a long, long, long preview show, another one of those kind of in-person recordings out on Saturday, or we will have a really short show out by Saturday previewing the rest of the Week 7 slate. All right. Until then. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Give us a follow on Twitter at EndZonePod. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.